Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
All right, kind of a work in progress here. So I've been getting text messages and things on Messenger already with people asking questions about this list of county assessments. I'm going to try to get that up on Facebook for you here just as soon as the show is over. So just check out the Mark Cox Show Facebook page, and I will try to get that listed up there for you just so you can see the link to the counties that have already signed these memorandums of understanding. All right, in studio right now, I've got Marty Bennett and Niall Stevens. They've helped organize this legislative review that's going to take place on Thursday night. Guys, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Thank you, Mark.
Good to have you back. Thanks for doing this, by the way.
Absolutely. Thank you for being our MC.
We really
appreciate you.
I'm happy to be there. You know, I'm passionate about all these things, too, and probably spend more time talking about them than some people would like. But people need to understand how the sausage is made, and we'll have an opportunity to question some of these representatives and senators on Thursday.
Yeah, and I think that's important for a legislative review because a lot of times you can get an email, you can see a social media post, but when you come to an in-person event, you can really dig into the why and the who. So when you're talking about something like HJR 73, the abortion fix, you know, some people might be asking, you know, how come you didn't just do the Sparks thing? How come you didn't do personhood for these babies? Give them constitutional rights, you know?
Right.
Who did that? Who's not voting for that? Those are the kind of things that you're not going to get in an email or a social media post, but you can go talk directly to the legislators to help figure those things out.
Yeah. What are some of the big issues for you, Marty, that we're going to talk about Thursday?
We will talk about the things that we've already accomplished or what the legislature accomplished this session, things that are waiting for the governor to sign. That's a big thing. And we'll also talk about things we didn't do.
Yeah, I hope.
Right? So that's always a sore subject, but it's a situation where we as citizens have to understand what they're doing so that we can push them to do things that we want them to do. And, you know, there's a lot of common sense that you espouse and you and Kim put out on radio waves and other people in your field that just doesn't get done. So the reason that is because there's a lot of forces in the state that are pushing them as well that are not the grassroots of the party. So it's Niles and I and other committee men and committee women that are trying to get those kinds of things done. And so by having folks show up and understanding what's happening, you'll have an opportunity to understand what was done, which is good,
right?
Which things weren't done, and stop the bad things from happening.
Well, I'll just mention now, it's going to be at the Lodge de Pere, which is right out there at basically Manchester and 270, if you're familiar with that. It's easy to find. We've had events out there in the past. Do people need to sign up, or can they just show up?
We would prefer that people sign up. They can go to MissouriRiverGOP.org, MissouriRiverGOP.org, and you can sign up under the events tab. There's one event that we have right now.
Yeah.
Now, keep in mind, it's not just the Missouri River GOP, which is a township organization, but it's also Niles and the Wild Horse folks. Wild Horse is another township out west. We have the Young Republicans. We have the South County Republicans, which is an amalgamation of other townships.
Right.
And we also have our friends from the Franklin County coming in as well.
Good. Lots of good questions. I know that obviously we're in a special session that could end up impacting who can make it and who can't, but I can tell you who's scheduled. We think all the senators will be there. Senator Schnelting, Senator Gregory, Senator Ben Brown, Representative Keithley, Sparks, Haruza, Oler King is who we're planning on having there to ask these questions to. And then, of course, the folks from the Right to Life are going to be there as well.
Yeah, we've also got out in St. Charles County, Richard West and Mark Matteson. So what we did was we didn't want just a small event with just local St. Louis County. We wanted to branch this out. And so that's why we went Franklin County, St. Charles County. So I really appreciate some of the committee members in St. Charles County and Franklin County helping us out to draw a lot of people to this event. I think we already have close to 80 that are going to be there. We've got room for 140. So, yeah, get signed up today.
Yeah. What, and it's at 6 o'clock this Thursday at the Lodge de Pere. Give them the website again that they should go to, Marty.
MissouriRiverGOP.org.
MissouriRiverGOP.org. Go there and look for the events tab, and you can sign up. Just because we've got 80, the room holds about, 140? So we kind of need to get a head count on who's going to be there. Niles Stevens, Marty Bennett, thank you guys for being here.
Yeah, thanks thank so you. Much. Thank yeah. you for hosting you, for us.
Thanks for organizing it, and hopefully we'll get a good turnout. We can ask these folks some good questions about what happened and maybe what didn't happen this legislature. What's still happening, because there's a special session going on right now. We'll see what we can get done.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.